This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. There have been hundreds of terrorism trials in the United States since the 9/11 attacks, but a case unfolding in Brooklyn is different. Its focus is an al-Qaeda plot to blow up the New York subway in 2009. The trial started last week, and prosecutors have called convicted al-Qaeda operatives to testify. So, for the first time in open court, the public is hearing about real al-Qaeda plots from the people sent to carry them out. NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports.
The man at the defense table is a beefy American. He has a long, bushy beard, thick glasses, and delicate hands. His name is Adis Medayanin. Prosecutors are trying to convince a jury that he wanted to blow up New York City subways. Medayanin has pleaded not guilty, but a long list of convicted terrorists, one from New York City, one from Long Island, and one from Britain, are taking the stand to prove otherwise.
It's ironic that this case has attracted such little attention.
That's Matthew Waxman, a professor at Columbia University.
This trial has been an occasion for a convention of terrorism suspects.
Like this man, Najibullah Zazi. This is his FBI interrogation, which played at the trial.
I think because my luggage was half-packed, I told my brother, the small kid, just close it up.
Zazi is the former Denver area shuttle bus driver who admitted to leading the subway plot. In the Brooklyn courtroom, Zazi testified against his friend and admitted that they went to Pakistan and ended up meeting an al-Qaeda recruiter. This is tape from Zazi's FBI interrogation.
I was going to call my back home that what is the scale about?
Police found a scale in his luggage, which they suspected he used to measure bomb ingredients. Here's a little more from that interrogation. In it, the FBI is setting a trap to catch Zazi in a lie.
So I don't know exactly how did it came in my luggage, but there was a scale. Surprisingly, I found it in my car.
So if there was a scale in your luggage,
yeah,
you have no idea how it got there, correct?
That's correct.
So that was Zazi, who's serving a life sentence. Another key witness, a former al-Qaeda recruit from Britain. Sajid Badat was supposed to be an al-Qaeda shoe bummer, like Richard Reed, but he didn't go through with his part of the attack. While in prison, he decided to turn against al-Qaeda. Now he's lined up to testify in as many as 18 different terrorism cases. This trial in Brooklyn is his first. In a way, this case is stealing a page from organized crime trials. Peter Ahern was a special agent in charge at the FBI.
You get somebody that is a card-carrying member of La Cosa Nostra that would become an expert witness testifying as to what it meant to be a member of La Cosa Nostra, what you went through, the swearing to the oath of silence.
Ahern speaks from experience. He was in charge of the FBI's Buffalo office during the Lackawanna 6 case, when some local men attended an al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan in 2001. Those men also agreed to testify as part of a plea agreement.
It was their knowledge of the process that they went through in the training camps that set the tone for a trial.
And that's what shoe bomber Badat is doing in Brooklyn. He described al-Qaeda operations in detail in videotaped testimony yesterday. He talked about the people he met and how al-Qaeda trained would-be terrorists. Badat's cooperation got 2 years shaved off his sentence, and he's out of prison now. Waxman of Columbia University said the sheer number of convicted terrorists who have shown up for the trial in Brooklyn sets it apart. And he says the trial is a perfect example of how well the criminal justice system can handle terrorism suspects.
In the past, the idea of prosecuting terrorists here in New York has generated huge outcry.
That outcry was why the Obama administration moved the biggest trial, that of the alleged 9/11 conspirators, to Guantanamo. The arraignment in that case begins next month. Badat, the British shoe bomber turned witness, says he wants to testify for the prosecution in that case, too. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.